Welcome to Rooftop Sessions. Believe it or not, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland is back. Okay. Well, it's been a while. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, guys. It's been a minute.
Quadrennial.
But it is very, very, very fun to welcome everyone back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland. But it's a new and improved Rooftop Sessions.
No offense.
No offense to anyone who's not in the room. Absolutely. Because, of course, I'm joined by our founder and commissioner, Carl Hungus.
I'm back.
And from TDYOB, I am Space Farmer. But we had to replace our tech guy.
Yeah, we did.
We had to start by replacing our tech guy. And we're like, but he's also the heel. No one really liked the guy, right? But he had the gear. And we're like, so we would like it if we could find a guy with gear who we also liked. Yeah. And so that was quite a journey. And it turns out it was right in front of us the whole time. He had us at hello. He works the front desk at Bayside Bowl and Broadway Bowl. He is a second year Thursday B bowler with the Kids Are All Right.
Captain, I believe.
He is also
you have to talk
the
to Yoden
fucking
about that.
Owner of a major championship. He won fucking draft league, this guy.
Yeah.
Walks in, picks Phil Frames, and wins a title. Nobody has ever picked Phil Frames and won a title.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, here he is. Welcome to Rooftop Sessions, Bass to Mouth.
So good to be here, and you know, I am obviously second year, so that puts me as at post original Rooftop Sessions. So
yeah.
I've only gotten to hear and talk with others about.
Have you listened to any episodes?
I've listened to different parts of them in the past, and was shown a video or two along the way, and it's really cool to come in and be a part of this and. You know, provide a microphone to talk into and all that.
Yeah. So Cheese used to give us these like tiny fucking wireless mics, and they would come in and out, and like sometimes we're loud, sometimes we're soft. We just have one mic in the middle of us.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is totally fine. I can adjust the volumes and blah 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 blah. This seems like way better tech than Cheese. Am I right?
Yeah. Maybe some of his was performative. You know, like it looks cooler if you bring in all these. You know, bags of gear, you know, open it up. I
mean, do you remember how long it used to take him to set up, though, with all the wires and, like, the tape and shit on the table and all that stuff? Right? It took him a while.
Well,
and
then he'd be like, time for us to hang out, you know.
He'd be, like, snapping near the mic and stuff. Remember that? Oh, man. It was complicated for that guy. So Bass, welcome. We're psyched to have you.
Yeah.
And remember, we don't edit, so that saves you a lot of work.
Right.
But you always have to, like, cool music to intro and cool music to outro. That's your job.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay. All right. We also had to replace Dr. Thunder. And, well, those are big shoes to fill. So we said, how about we get someone who likes to talk shit like Dr. Thunder, but isn't really an ass? That's kind of where we started. And then, actually, this guy sold us on it when he said, you have to do the podcast. We have to do the podcast. We have to keep this going for the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Twitter was blown up.
Twitter was blown up. Well, X, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get with the times, dude. He's from Bear. These guys are doing crazy good in Tuesday B.
Yeah.
Sticky Fingers.
Keeping up Sticky.
Yeah, Sticky.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you.
We should also know that Sticky's, his company, Kind & Co., is a generous sponsor of the show and helps Cheers. And helps helps take care of the cast and crew. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Sort of replacing a loud boom with a soft giggle.
That's right. Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's accurate.
Yeah, no doubt it is.
I felt like it was important to do. My first year of BOPO, you guys asked me on, and that was a huge thing for me. And then like watching BOPO and then becoming more and more like part of the community and everything else was huge. And like it's so. I feel like it's very rare to have this, something that we have here. Just, it is a big community. It feels like a large clubhouse. Whenever you walk in, you're welcome. Like, it's, yeah. So I think, like, pushing the culture on is very important.
So are you going to talk a lot of shit, or are you just going to be a nice guy?
That'll come later. We got plenty of time.
To be determined. To be determined. I like your chances. I'm psyched about this. So we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff. This is our first one. I want to try to get to three this season. One right before the playoffs and one somewhere in there. That would be amazing, right? But we're going to talk about our experiences so far in the season. We'll go through every division. We'll talk about this delicious Alcatraz pattern we're all bowling on. We got to talk about the bowling ball. We got to make some predictions for the season. So are you guys ready to jump in? Let's do it.
Can do.
All right. It's called Alcatraz, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, why the fuck did we pick this pattern?
This is my first attempt at experimenting with democracy. And it backfired. Everything in BOPO has succeeded just because it's a dictatorship. And I put one thing out to people and they fucked it up.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
I bet
it's not my fault.
So
it is my fault for allowing it.
Yeah. You should never let the peasants speak like that. But okay, but let's be honest. Which of the peasants spoke the loudest and really ruined everybody's spring?
Cutter boy?
I let it go to vote.
All right.
I really did.
Was it a runaway?
It was a substantial victory.
Yeah.
And I think part of this is the pattern that I liked, this Chichen Itza pattern, I did really well in the tournament, and then I sort of thought, uh-oh.
People are going to say, oh, Youngest like, only picked it because he's
in
good
the
at
anymore,
it.
And he's the only guy who would have said it.
Yeah, right.
So I should have done it, but here we are, learning to live with it.
All right. So so right now, the highest average in the league, and I don't count this Moses Taxi squad guy. He kind of.
Get a few more games in.
Get a few more games. Maybe we'll start talking about it. It's a 198, I believe, by Buck Ripcord. So did you expect that? Did you think it was going to be harder, but like not crazy hard?
No, I thought it was going to be crazy hard because it was crazy hard in the tournament.
Okay.
And those are like all the most serious bowlers, and they all struggle. Everybody struggled.
Did you vote Sticky?
No.
Where was this happening? Facebook?
On Facebook, yeah.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook?
I am. And I would
what
say two-thirds of my Facebook access is to
just
see
to
what Charlie's posting. And it's like, I never, you know.
And what's the other third? Conspiracy theories?
Yeah. seeing what my awful family members are commenting on your news posts.
Yeah, that sounds right. Fucking hell. Yeah, Trash Island really liked it. I remember he was one of the guys pushing for it pretty hard. Frankie Avalon liked it.
What's his average?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Well, Waste Management's doing okay, though. Good call. Right? All right. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's a struggle. I'm not comfortable on this one.
No.
And whenever I get comfortable, I seem to get uncomfortable, like, in four frames.
Yeah.
Like, it's good, and now it's not. That doesn't work anymore.
Well, I didn't know practice games on it until, like, 2 weeks ago. So that's part of it for me, maybe. Mm-hmm. But also,
maybe.
Then when I did practice on it, still didn't get any better yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll come. Usually all these patterns are hard, and then everyone figures it out, like, the last 3 weeks, and the double scores are crazy and everything. But I don't think that's going to happen this year.
I don't see it either. I do not see it. How is it
but
for you?
My boy, Herb, has a real shot at top dog. Yeah. It'll be pretty nice.
Nice. What do you think about it?
Not a fan, I would say, but I think when I can get on it and it's fresh, I have a basic...
You prefer the fresh.
Yes, absolutely. I have a basic level of understanding. I think it breaks down pretty brutally, and it's the Wild West when you show up at 8 o'clock on the east side.
Yeah.
But that's part of the game. I'm throwing a asymmetrical plastic right now, and I'm able to still miss left in the late session, so it's...
You throw a plastic ball?
Yep.
And you throw it across the lane. It's going from like left to right, and then it comes all the way back.
When we're fresh, I can play it down and in.
Okay.
Pretty comfortably, but whenever it's broken down, I can play it outside like I would any other more reactive ball, and I can still part of that's my fault, but I can still bring it all the way out and back without hitting the head pin sometimes. But it's tough out there. Sometimes I just do the classic thing where I give up trying to bowl well and take my purple hammer out.
Yeah,
but it does come down to the moment and what's kind of going on. It's every week in the late session can be different. I think when you're out there, it depends on how the people before you play sometimes. But everyone on the team's having a tough time, and I just kind of think that once everyone figures it out or gets on the early, we'll get out there and
when everyone
knock
figures
them down.
It out or it becomes summer,
right? Yeah,
sure, I mean, it's probably going to be the summer thing. For most of us.
I had a valuable lesson on the pattern this week because the first time all season I was not Carl Fungus for game one. And I tried really hard, and I still got a 161. And I was like, this isn't that fun. And then slow roll reminded me.
What is your average right now?
It's in that 170-ish, 175.
I just checked mine today. I'm a 154 guy. Yeah. What are you guys?
152. Oof. Yeah.
I have not looked.
Oh,
you can find it. Yeah. Oh, hold on, hold on. I believe I have.
I need.
What is your team name again?
Kids are all
I'm
right.
Just kidding. Thank you for answering. Thank you for answering.
It's like the Charles Barkley. Hey, you know who asked about you the other day? Oh, nobody.
I wonder if you're by kids or.
The conclusion to my lesson was I did go upstairs. It was only 6:30. I became Carl Fungus again, and I bowled better. I mean, I don't think blocking in is doing anybody any favors.
No, it's very up
relax
down.
Out there.
Yeah.
Locking in. That's great. All right. Putt-Putt thinks it should be called Broadway 35 next year. He wants an easy one. He wants an easy one. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
But Putt-Putt is
short.
Putt-Putt is a man of opinions on this. All right, we got to look at divisions here. How far are we? 8 weeks, plus or minus, something like that.
Eight or nine games, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Looks like a lot.
Yeah, we've had a bye. Yeah. So yeah. Nine games in.
Weeks in.
Four to go.
9 weeks in. Here we go. Tuesday B. Sticky, you're the Bear guy. You're in Tuesday B. Tell us about Tuesday B this year.
There's a pretty heavy division there. I feel like there's a handful of teams that are really doing very well, and then a handful of teams that are sucking. We're right in the lower edge of doing well.
The lower edge of doing well. That means
we've been doing well. We've been showing we haven't been an overwhelming team, but each week somebody shows up and bowls well. Marbles has been really going off. Mackerel's waffling a bit. Broadway's Broadway. But no, we've been doing well overall. Ongi, I think, is one to really watch for.
They just took their restaurant name and made that their Bopo name?
Yeah, it's
They
got to
do the team name change.
They should
episode.
Fix that.
Yeah. So are they do you think they're the best team in your division?
They're
what
up
about
there.
Team of the year?
Energy,
what about team of the year? They're pretty high.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But yeah, they seem promising, you could say.
Yeah?
But no, I think Ongi has what it takes coming off that win in restaurant brewery league.
Let me offer some statistics and facts here. Is that team of the year did beat Ongi handily in a head to head, and they've got a cakewalk of a schedule the rest of the way. Yeah, they really do. Team of the year is going to wrap that.
You mean they play Bilf and stuff?
Yep.
It was great. But Sticky, you just played Bilf.
We did.
How'd that go?
It was actually kind of close for us, but
you won 8-7, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did. Yep. Yep.
I believe it was 111 over
tight.
111 over a 108 for the third point.
Yeah.
Or maybe the low point, probably in your division.
Mm-hmm. It's a close game.
It's third point if it's a TDYB match.
Captain Banks. Captain Banks bringing
it. Yeah, zero. We're up to zero wins so far. I can give you some crazy statistics about my win. Right. So. In draft league, we only won once this year.
Yes, we did.
And I was not there. So I have not won a Bowl Portland match since last spring.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
That's a run.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah. I mean, although we lost all of our draft league matches, frankly, because my first round pick, Sticky, averaged a 130. He did not have a great season.
Not a good freshman year.
Yeah. Also a little shaky.
Yeah, it's
a few factors working against me.
Yeah, a few. Yeah. All right. So, how's the vibe?
Vibe's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, vibe's awesome.
Good party. Are all the Thursday
could be better. I mean.
Are all the Tuesday B's partiers?
No, there's some real drags there, but
one of the big differences though is so where the experiment Thursday B is always together and A is always together, and Tuesday it's not like that. Mm-hmm. You're just sort of mixed together, so it's hard to even know what division team you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, having bowling only with A for the last few years now.
To make it feel like a smaller league. I mean,
yeah, a little bit. Ideas. Yeah.
I think Bullpack needs to step it up a little bit, though. They've been kind of,
we talked them up.
Maybe a little too high coming in and a couple extra shots. Yeah.
There's power rankings for that.
There's power rankings. I think they're a little high on the power rankings, all I'm trying to say. Yeah.
That tab may have disappeared from the website.
No, the vibe is high, though. It's been good. I was glad to see Eggroll DJing last week. That was fun. Love when he DJs.
Yep.
But overall, no, the vibe has been high. It's been fun. And Yodi was actually a really good guest DJ. That was a lot of fun that night. He was dancing in the window, like, and just really, yeah, that was...
Who's this Yodi you're talking about?
Jodenkirk?
I don't know.
Do you know him?
Yes. I'm familiar with his work.
Heard of the guy?
Yeah. I saw Yoden he had a tough week last week.
Yeah.
He was throwing a clear plastic ball, and it was literally, like, flying off the lane. Like, it looked like a comic, like something out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Like...
What's your record this year?
We are...
You don't even know.
We are
okay.
6-2.
No, 6-2. Going well, though? So you guys win.
No.
Yeah. That's the lower edge.
No.
Doing well.
Yeah.
The lower edge doing well.
Did you play a team of the year or Angie yet?
We have not yet.
The other 6-2 team has 19 more points than you.
Don't worry about that. We find a way.
That's true.
You
know, like beating Bill Fates up.
Just a lot of teams in the division.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't even play everybody?
No. It's
okay.
So many teams.
Yeah, there's 17 of them.
There's 56 total in the league?
Yeah.
Is this the largest ever?
Tied
with the largest ever?
Yeah.
How many bowlers, plus or minus, do you think?
I mean, I've seen the stat sheets closing out 400, right? Yeah. You know, that have bowled a game.
Yeah, right. I get it. It's really just Jerry. He showed up once. All right, well, Sticky, we're wishing you well. We're going to wish you well. Thursday A, that's my division.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're 0-4. 2-8-7 losses, though, to fucking Tats and Tits. God damn it, I didn't want to lose to them, but we lost to them 8-7. And then we had Leisure Trolls on the ropes. Lost to them 8-7. Yeah, that's a bummer. Thursday A is getting way better, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of teams with, like, a couple of newbies that are really good. And it's different now. It's, yep.
Well, there actually seems like a battle for first.
Oh, yes. No doubt.
There's Guns of Brighton still, like, Guns of Brighton. But there's four or five teams that are also in one loss or something.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like.
Walk, Legion of Boom, they're quite good. Hexies Hooligans.
Yeah.
8-1 Hexies? Come on.
Got, I believe, Ricky the Razor and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Which is plenty. And we just recently played Legion of Boom, and they have this guy, Keebler Elf.
Yeah.
Yeah, 257, 227 against something like that. I was like, what?
Dude, that's pretty good.
Take it easy. Yeah, it was better when he was on the bench. They're really good.
They're really good.
It's going well. I Thursday A. I love the Thursday schedule.
Yeah.
You do too late, then you do too early. You know, so you always know when you're bowling. I love that. It helps us plan team dinners for our late matches and stuff like that. Bobby Bluebeetle's been crushing it. Team dinners. Our last one, the menu was roasted delicata squash, bacon fried rice, and these roasted chickens. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He made a gnocchi and a brown butter for an appetizer for our first team dinner. That was the app.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine comparing that to what the kids would have if they had dinner in a microwave?
Yoden's brought a bag of chips and a jar of salsa.
And a Red Bull.
Yeah. And thank God he did, because no one brought anything else. So it was great.
Fisher Price would have our back on that. It's the only person on the team.
Bass brought a tree roll. Do you guys do team dinners?
We've had a couple off-season ones. It was pretty great because it was kind of in the midpoint of summer, which at that point it's been like a couple months without like regularly seeing each
Who's
other.
Who's cooking? Who cooks
at Fisher Price?
Fisher Price is the
Fisher Price. Absolutely.
Like, what's the good stuff?
You know, summertime, so we grill stuff. You know, pasta, potato salad. Mm-hmm. She's been a really good glue person to have because if you look at us as a roster last year and this year because it's the same. Essentially the same roster. It's, last year with 5 year ones.
Right.
You know? And, like, that's part of what the kids, was about. Like, it was about getting, new blood in and Yoden and I, finding our way, getting set up. And it was a really good blessing to have Fisher Price because she's been in the league for so long and, like, understands it. And, explains things, you know, whether it's about bowling, about not, whatever it's about, yeah. like having somebody that's been around for that long to talk to you about it when all five of you were brand new to it was an absolute blessing.
Yeah, so, no doubt. All right.
But that's been, we've had a couple get-togethers there, and it's been really, really fun to, you know, build that in the off season over the first few years.
That's cool.
Yeah,
how did you get to Bayside the first place?
How did I get to Bayside? Me personally?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, that's I started working in bowling when I was 18 years old and kind of just fell in love with it through going out with friends and stuff like that, and worked at centers in Connecticut and up here, and you know, built the first ever leagues at Junction Bowl and was looking for something new.
Where's Junction Bowl?
Over in Gorham.
Oh, okay, yep.
Because I did a play-by-play over at USM, and I needed a second job because it wasn't, you know, that's not full-time.
Oh, can you do your intro yourself with your radio intro? Give me your radio intro, like, hey, this is whatever, yeah. I'm the voice of the Huskies, or whatever you call yourself.
You're at a basketball playoff game.
Yeah. Basketball playoff game. Good evening, Husky fans. Welcome into Fifield Court of the Hill Gym. My name's Sebastian Pettit. It's LEC playoff action here tonight in Gorham.
Oh, wow.
Completely new fucking person.
We will not miss
Feel that, Danks?
Yeah. He knows.
We already slammed on Bilf.
Oh, man. I know. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. That was very well done. All right. I like it.
Was working there, started up their leagues when they opened as a business in 2019. Got it off the ground through COVID, and you know, that was a nightmare for everyone involved at every alley and building and business imaginable.
I don't know, Hunga seemed to love it.
Yeah.
He wasn't stressed at all. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Remember that? We're eating burritos in the parking lot. You fucking made us, we'd pick them up at the exit to the smoking lounge, and we'd walk into the parking lot and stand around outside and like eat wings and burritos.
I also remember driving to Kineo with you and Tom Richards, and you're saying, well, you know, I'm working from home, I'm making more money, and Tom Richards is like, things are great in the grocery industry, I'm working at home, I get a bonus that's equal to like my whole salary. Yeah. How's it going for you?
Like, fuck off. Well, business is off about 100%.
Yeah,
business is off 100%. Rent, shockingly, is going up.
COVID.
So that's got you into bowling, and then you just...
Yeah, I worked in bowling pretty much.
What brought me here?
I came to watch the Carl's tournament one May, and I was like, holy fucking shit, this is so sick. And a month later, they posted that they were looking for help, and never in my life had they ever been looking for people here, so I was like, yeah, now's the time, let's do it, and, you know, Charlie seemed to like the cover letter.
Best cover letter since we've been hiring, ever. It was great. They mentioned, like, referenced moving up to the big leagues. It's like, I like this.
I knew. I mean, I knew going into it. Like, I knew what this was.
I'd watched enough bowling
on TV. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is what this is, very clearly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one, and I don't think I've ever told Charlie this story, but trying to figure out how to build...
You're fired.
Are you sure? I was going to let it finish first. So I was going to say you're fired.
You know,
jumping the gun.
You know, 24 years old and only ever had gone to bowling league at spare time or Bolero, trying to figure out how to build bowling leagues for a guy that doesn't know what bowling is, that built a bowling alley. And I, you know, went online, researched, looked out of state, looked in state, what do people do? What can I do that is different but the same? And then you go to the Bayside website and you click on league, and the first fucking thing is Tom Clark saying that BOPO is the best league in America. And I'm like, okay, well, I've got no shot off the fucking rip.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was part of it. And, you know, seeing that and, you know, looking for a different opportunity at a better place, you know, seeing that was pretty cool. And it was, you know, being here and being around the people that are here and learning from people and getting to work PBA week and all of it is everything it's chalked up to be in...
All right, we're going to keep the guy. We're going to keep the guy.
Not fired.
Until Hunga's here, this story. So the second time I ever met you, I came in here with Ricky Vaughn, rest in peace. We went up to there, we got an hour bowling, and you rang us up for a non-league rate and goes, what size shoes, guys? And I was like...
Never mind, I'll see myself
out. I'm like, dude, we're in the league. And he goes, oh, sorry, there are a lot of you. It was a good response. It was a good response. So we reintroduced ourselves and stuff, and obviously it's been great since. You're a great addition to the house, man. You are part of this community. It's great. I love it. I love Yoden Kirk being here, too. You have a lot of new folks, Hungus, and it's a good injection of people.
Well, and this can like segue into his analysis of the division, but it's his team being at Thursday B. This actually, like Thursday B, I feel like for years has been, I don't know, there's a little more, it's still friendly competition, you know, like any Bopo, but there seems to be a little more jockeying for position in Thursday B now for the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, that is the thing. It's more competitive, I think, than the other divisions. I think in terms of the fun aspect, there's a lot of
competitive. You mean it's just close.
It's like it's close. Like it's every close. Right. Every team in it,
because it's not quite as good as Tuesday B.
No, you know that, right? It's not. Okay. No.
I mean,
wow. Okay.
In bowling and atmosphere.
It's the big leagues.
Yeah. And if someone from Thursday B listens to this and bitches at me about it, whatever. But comparatively, Thursday is an absolute library compared to Tuesday B. It's an absolute, like, it's just quiet. It's not Tuesday B. Like, I'll look Owen.
This isn't even coming from me.
I'll look Owen.
Yeah, sorry,
A is different.
Sorry,
I want to put. I'll put that on wax too. A is different.
Yeah.
I'll look at Owen in the eyes, down 200 pins against a team we have a better record than, and be like, you know, it's not Tuesday B. You know.
What a turn!
Wow,
I like that.
And, you know,
who knew?
I didn't see
this. But in terms of like the standings and the bowling, like there, are, you know, the team at the bottom can have a good night and beat the team at the top. And because
except
of
nobody's beat the Lisboans.
Yes. And
well, they
says 7-1.
They have a loss?
They have a loss.
Who did they lose to?
Somebody.
Oh, they must have lost this week.
I think
that means they beat
the That's my the pick, Lions, by the way. I'm just throwing that out.
The Lisboans.
Yeah.
At least out of our side.
I don't follow the news.
I've seen this movie a lot with the Lisboans, okay?
This is the furthest they've
do
gone to start.
Not don't go too big.
They signed another bowler.
They did.
Oh,
I fucking love those guys. I will say the not mixing of the A and the B schedule
does
make me miss some people in B.
Yeah.
So when I had my bye this week, when I was here, I saw the Thursday B people.
Yep.
It was very nice to see a lot of those folks and interact with them.
So it was your bye week, and you made it in on Tuesday and Thursday, though. That's great.
I had a great week. Well, Tuesday did karaoke,
Tuesday was karaoke.
Yeah.
One time only, maybe.
Yeah.
You know why I like them down the stretch, though, this year compared to other years, is that they don't need the pattern. And the teams that are at the top that don't give a shit about what's on the floor, down the stretch, you know, maybe they do run into somebody that figures it out all together on one night, but I don't know.
I think the top of Tuesday is
84. Yeah,
pretty heavy.
Yeah,
but
I was about to ask you, dude. Like, let's really actually talk about the big leagues.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I actually would not sleep though. I think Young and the Bold too is always a little bit. They've got veterans and they got Pistol Pete and they could log on.
You know, like, I'm still sad that they didn't beat Saucy in the semis a few years ago because they fucked up their lineups. Oh God. Oh.
They're still.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Anyway, okay, so tell us about your division, your season. What's going on, man?
I'm having a great time. I changed my name.
Yeah.
I have been,
You don't understand. This is different.
It's Bopo history. It has to be.
There's a lot. He's more serious in the past.
There's been a lot going on this year, you know, so Tuesday has really just become my night, even more appreciated than a normal year. And, everything just sort of comes out on Tuesdays. We got shiny pants. We got, you know, I become Carl Fungus pregame, and it's just been fantastic. I mean, I've definitely, by far, the lowest average I've ever had, but I used to know my average. I used to know our record really well. I mean, I know our record now.
What is your record?
Because we won 2 in a row. We're 3-5.
There you go.
I'm pretty excited about it.
There you go. And the shiny pants are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, they are.
And what is really cool about them is people have all sort of... I started with free shiny pants for everybody. But Flossy Gator bought his own pair because I think I sent him a link drunk one time that I was Flossy gonna get, Gator? I didn't get those. Flossy Gator, formerly Inigo Montoya. He bought a pair of shiny pants by the brand Flossy Gator. I'm like, that's totally your new name. And then that quickly got shortened to Gator. We were watching a lot of the other guys.
You know what? When I was watching you bowl and he was up there as Gator, I was like, I don't. What's
it
up
was
with
the
Gator?
Funsta Gator, and then but he's also Gator, the Will Ferrell pimp character.
I like that.
That's good. It's great. He's like, and so we, you know, we made some moves this year. I honestly going like 3 months postseason, I wasn't sure if we were bringing beer back. There's a real chance to just pick.
Yeah,
do something else or blow it up or go to B.
I'll
or
cut people if you need to be on TDY.
Yeah, I can cut some.
It was everything was on the table.
Step up to the big leagues.
And then they were like, all right, well, Terry and Scott, or Herb and Scotty too, how do you want it back? And Red wanted back. So I was like, yeah, that's enough to build a team with.
Urban.
And we brought in Gator and Gloria Hole, and it's just been freaking great. It's just been really, really fucking cool. I love these guys.
Urban 2.2 off of Top Dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, he's missed a lot of games. We've only had Urban and Too Hottie together, I think, 3 times. Once it was for one game.
Scott Too Hottie's little visor with the bleached hair and the glasses.
Everybody took the shiny in their own direction. He got his own blue shiny hammer pants and that.
And he literally looks like Scotty, like the wrestler, Scotty Too Hottie.
Really
like
he looks great.
Oh, who's from Maine?
Wait, there's a wrestler?
Scotty Too Hottie, WWE wrestler from the late 90s, is from Westbrook. He's like the biggest ever wrestler from Maine. It's like he.
Do you know that Fandango?
Yes.
Has a house on Oxford Street right
here
over here.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Curtis. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's his.
So
anyway,
actually,
like, just shoot him. The point about like, I mean, if a night's a library or whatever. Like this year, they don't notice what's happening around me.
Yeah.
I'm just in it. I'm really in it, and we're having a great fucking party season. So as far as I know, everything's great. And people are leaving me alone, and it's like people doing stats. I'm just bowling and partying, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, feels shout like out to Flatline for doing the stats, huh?
Yeah, thanks, man.
It is unbelievable.
I've lost track of a lot of this.
It is
stuff,
really
it's great,
great
that it's there
that he
as a
does
resource,
it.
You know?
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah,
that's my favorite page.
That's a great website.
Right
the only thing that that's comes into question is the points responsible for winning and losing. But the system comes into question only because it says that Yoden's responsible for more points than I am, which I just absolutely don't believe.
There's no fucking way!
Fucking years.
The Yoden has
outpointed
me. So I have a fantastic TDYOB stat for this year. Rookie Ghostface Tequila, our second highest average on our team. It's like a 142-ish, 3-ish. Has won exactly 0 points this year. He has the highest team score of the year. He has a 210.
Yeah.
Somebody like I think Keebler Elf guy with his 257 crushes him, and we lose total. So if he had just maybe rolled a 252 or something like that, maybe we could have won total.
Yeah.
But you know, he's won exactly 0
Ghostface
points.
Tequila.
Yeah, Ghostface Tequila has been a fantastic ad,
and it's great an interesting guy. Example of what a name can do for you, because like you wouldn't have drafted him if his name wasn't Ghostface.
Absolutely
Tequila.
Not. He's like, I'm thinking of changing. I'm like, you are not changing that fucking name. That is fantastic. That is a fantastic name. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
All right, lucky this week, quick one, is Gloria Hole struck out to pass me, so I got last place and got my point, so I'm at 500. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. All right, Bull Portland trivia for the new guy, Bass to Mouth.
Yeah.
What does TDYOB stand for?
I'm not going to get it. I wish I was.
Well, you got to make your attempts.
I'm going to reply with some trivia to even shame myself further.
Oh, Christ.
Because you cordially invited me to be on your team.
Do you remember?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I should know this because you very cordially invited me to be on your team 2 weeks before BOPO, and then the kids got formed so last second before last season.
Yeah.
That I should know what TDYOB stands for.
You should.
Time right now.
And let me tell you
that
something. I remember he was very
desirable. This team tried to pick me up.
He was very kind to. Okay, so sorry for those technical difficulties. So as Bass to Mouth was fumbling over the fact that he does not know what TDYOB stands for, he accidentally, and I'm using the air quotes thing here, accidentally stopped fucking recording. So he didn't want us to hear his shame. He doesn't know.
No.
He doesn't know. And I did offer him a spot on this fucking team. Sticky.
I forgot what the D is now.
Sticky. 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 Redeem yourself.
Fuck. The D, though, is get the Bork is the.
What's the YOB part?
Yeah, right.
What is YOB?
He's literally
got the Bork.
He said he knew.
And I was just so confident.
What about the first word? What's the first T?
The duh.
I'll give you a hint. It's the.
Yeah.
The.
He had the Bork.
The what?
The year.
He's got the
year of the Bork.
The D year.
He's in there.
The D year of. What's the B?
That's it. Bork. It's the D
Bork.
Year.
Okay,
it
was the D year of year. Bork.
Yeah.
They got a lot of D.
Okay, you don't know what the D is?
Depends what that
is. This guy's wearing parachute pants. This guy's wearing parachute pants.
I don't know what the D is.
Yeah, I'm down with the D. I don't know. All right. So TDYB stands for the drinking year of Bork. But Bass, I am psyched that you had the opportunity to start a team and that you got a team because it's a good addition to the league.
It makes you feel any better. They probably don't know what beer stands for either.
What does beer stand for?
I don't have it.
At all. Not even close.
Yeah. It's fine.
Thank God there's no entry.
We're old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something.
I mean, it's written on some of your stuff, though.
It is. Yeah.
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 Well, do you know what it stands for?
No.
Wow. Body English? You know what body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hungus wears like track stuff and t-shirts and
headbands. Of my clothes.
Body English. Socks. And shit like that. But I'll say body English. That makes sense now.
Unbelievable. That's half of it now.
It's like this cool French brand I know.
Yeah.
Endorsed by Rivalries.
Yeah, originally.
Yeah.
Rivalries was our first sponsor.
Jesus, this is great trivia. What does Bear stand for?
That one I know.
Okay, what is it?
It's Bowling and Rolling.
All right. That's good. You finally...
I think I asked him, like, last year, too. I was like, all right, I gotta know.
Yeah.
All right, Hungus, how are the party stats this year compared to other years? Are we back?
Not really. I don't know. I mean, I don't... As I said, like, I do... On my team.
You're just wasted.
I'm really on my team.
What you mean to say is you're wasted. It's usually on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Yeah. I am. And so, like, what I'm seeing is just, like, amazing. But I don't know if that's real. I don't know if everybody else is partying with me. But I'm having a great time. It's been all positive energy. And there have been no complaints. People, I think, know those don't go anywhere anyway. You know? So, that's cool.
You know they don't go anywhere.
So, I like that. I mean, I worked a few Thursdays. It was dry January, so I was chalking it up for that.
Yeah.
Right. But I didn't work any in February, so I assume that.
Sounds wise.
Yeah. Things are good. Things are good. We're doing more playlists than DJs.
Not more. And you have these.
No, I think more than other years.
Oh, okay.
More than other years. Sorry. Jesus. Controversy. I do have a request.
Yes.
When you're doing playlists, can you turn the volume up more? Because I feel like the DJ is louder than the playlist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what happened this week was an anomaly. So,
a couple weeks ago, we had a new DJ, Newber's friend.
Jackie Treehorn.
He's good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him.
I think you've had Jackie Treehorn, you've had Gabe FM, you've got Baxter coming in.
No, we had Sweet Baby.
Did you have Baby J?
We had Baby J.
Gabe. DJ John's going to do a Tuesday coming up soon. You got Keith coming back, you've got Gabe coming back.
I like Keith.
Mo might be back for one. He's trying to find a date to do one special one. You know.
Good.
So, it's happening out there.
Yeah, that was a fun
if Mo can fit in one special one,
Baxter's going to do one. It's like that's going to be pretty interesting. You know, get a boat power in there
when he's on lane 11. Like when Mo can do one night, it'll be on a Tuesday, and suddenly you'll be on lane 11 that night. Amazing!
Funny how it works.
Crazy. All right. So hey, I say this. Let's take a break and look forward to the back half of our season. Right after this word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Sticky Fingers from Kind & Company. I got nothing. But if you guys want to smoke weed, come down to our store at 684 Forest Ave in Portland. We're open 7 days a week for most of the day.
And then buy it and take it away from the store.
Yeah, buy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important to note.
Yeah, buy it, take it away from the store.
All right, welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bull Portland. Hungus, we have to talk about this.
Yes.
You own a restaurant in South Portland now that has bowling alleys.
I do.
Like bowling lanes. Yeah, tell us
exactly
more.
Exactly how all the customers there would refer
tell us,
to them.
Tell us, tell us about Broadway Bowl.
Broadway Bowl is amazing. It is this really bizarre, ironic, full circle story. Like, Bayside opened in a random place and was popular with bowling, and some people aren't particularly creative and they try to just copy successful ideas. Anyway, people coming in here, watching us, sending in spies, pretending not to be who they were, like even after we already knew them, they open up another place to compete with Bayside. And then after a couple of
shit
owners,
didn't work.
After a couple owners, and like, however many years, 11 years, like, it's just to have Bayside go there, and like, it actually has a really good energy in the building, a really good vibe. I mean, it doesn't feel weird. It just feels comfortable and nice and natural, and it's honestly helping out. I mean, sales are down at Bayside, so to have Broadway up is just, it's just awesome. It's really like, it could be, it'd be pretty wild if like, the thing that opened to compete with us is the thing that saved us almost in a way at the end. It's just beautiful, you know, and it's just, I love hanging out in there. Like, if I want to bowl, I mean, Bayside Bowl is the bowling palace, right? I mean, this is the place to bowl in the world. If you just like want to go to like great bowling competitive or
band.
But if I want to sit at a bar right now, I'd take Broadway, you know. It's just like, it's an incredible place to just sit around a bar, which you know, you miss. Like, and then the patio, beautiful.
I believe that's called like the disc golf putting patio.
Yeah, for several nights a week.
There are like a shit ton of, I was there recently. It's for those who live on the other side of the bridge, so nice to have Broadway Bowl so close. You just moved to SoPo, right?
Yeah.
So you are super close.
Yeah.
You work there. How are the, what do you feel like? Tell me about the people that come in every day.
It's definitely a melting pot of all the greater Portland area has to offer, for sure. You know, you do get bowlers in, you know, it's just like, you know, in some ways it's like Bayside, where you have the Casco Bay crew that comes in and gets, you know, either does their league or gets their reps in. And then, you know, we have a special league going on there Wednesdays. That's a group of architects and contractors and people.
Do the architects and contractors come in and practice ever?
I would say I've seen a couple of them. I've only been in for one.
So it begins.
That's the best part.
It's a slippery slope, architect.
They seem to party a little bit. Yeah, I go in and have a night.
Yeah, that's good.
They're enjoying themselves.
I walked in on the same thing. Yeah, there was energy was high. Yeah. Like, the lanes were full and like, yeah, they were having fun.
That's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah.
And that's been good, but you know, as an employee, it feels as good to go in there as it does to come into Bayside. And
nice, you know, that's awesome.
Good, you know, it's a good environment. It's a good environment to be around. Everything is, you know, very similarly. You know, as a customer and as an employee, everything is very similar. So you know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, it's still, you know, it feels very Bayside-esque. But
what's the best food at Broadway Bowl?
That's a good question.
Yeah, what are your take? What's your take?
There's been some pretty cool specials.
Do you like the new pizza?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
It's
because you make your own dough?
Yeah.
And then you have that, it's like a...
It's a really nice pizza.
Nice pizza oven back there. All right.
I would say I really like the pizza because we have that new pizza oven. It's amazing. It's a really good pizza, but just the burger over there is just ridiculous.
The smash burger.
I don't eat burger as much.
I was there...
I make it a treat. Like, when I try to go there once a week, can just like, that's okay. I can have a burger.
I was there with six other guys a couple weeks ago, and they all ordered the smash burger.
Yeah.
And only one person was smart enough to get it with tots. They don't fucking realize they're crunchier. They're better than a fucking fry. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was... Whatever. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But people order food there, right?
Food's great. Yeah, the food sales are wild. I mean, it's half the space of Bayside, but it sells more food. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They run, like, good pizza specials. We did, like, a white pie the other day, which is, like, that's how you get me.
That's a go-to?
Yeah, for me, it's white pie, ricotta.
Yeah. Nice. Is there anything extra with the back, like, patio area as you go, or?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to look into getting seating on the outside. The whole length of the lanes is outdoor on the water.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
gonna see if I can get that roped in and serve out there as well, because it's a gorgeous cool, space.
Yeah,
and you're really, just sitting out yeah. there looking at the water. I mean, it's stunning. I really like it over there.
That's a nice spot.
Yeah, I've been there Maybe a few times. I play some shuffleboard there. I've never lost to Rick Vaughn.
Rest in peace again. He can go there.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
Sometimes. He can go there for like an hour and a half home. Tops on the way home on a Friday afternoon. So that's when I get to see the guy again.
He's alive?
Yeah. Not yeah. Nice. Yeah. Rest in power. And then we play shuffleboard. And then recently, probably a month ago now, Hungus and I and Rick Vaughn played some Big Buck Hunter.
Yeah.
Nice. I might be the worst Big Buck Hunter guy, maybe ever. Like, whatever the animals are that you're not supposed to shoot, I can get them on the first shot almost every time. Yeah, I am not good at that one. But I did do well with the parachuting raccoons once.
Yeah,
I like that one. So that's cool, man. I like it there. It's really good. Nice. It's a good vibe. Parking is... You fill up that parking lot pretty regularly. Yep. Yeah, that's nice.
Cars never get hit.
As far as I know.
I was not smoking weed in the parking lot and watched two get hit.
Really?
It's tight. It's tight.
Yeah.
It never happened. Ample, but tight.
Yeah. Ample. Okay, there you go. Nice. Yeah, what else about this place? Anything else about Broadway?
I mean, we're going to find out. This summer is going to be wild. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have a covered patio on the ocean.
Right. It's probably pretty good.
I would think
it would be good. Yeah, I would think it would be good.
I think it would be great.
Yeah, those cool boots out there.
Yeah,
those would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been wild to get that thing operational, and it's like got real bowling in it now.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to Anthony Simonson, because right after PBA, he spent 3 or 4 days just in those machines, tearing them apart with Greg and teaching him everything about it, and just a lot of hard manual labor fixing those things for us.
Yeah.
Like, best bowler in the world doing that as a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, one of the first nights I was mechanicking there, I was stuck in a lane and Greg wouldn't answer. I was up under a machine, there's everything going on. And I called Anthony Simon, and like, help. And then he's like, just, all right, FaceTime me and show me. And I showed him. He's like, oh, let's do that.
He goes, push F2.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, this one was like manual.
Oh,
I actually had to do something.
All right. Is it, tell us about, are the lanes different patterns?
Different pattern. We're playing Chichen Itza over there most of the time.
Okay.
I think we oil 5 days a week basically over there instead of seven. But it's nice. The lanes are great. I mean, I've only bowled. I have not bowled there much. Honestly. I bowled there that night that we were doing a king and queen, a shit of shits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I was also oiling and fixing machines. And it's just working. It was enough.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But it felt nice. I mean, I bowled a few times and it's just it seemed the... It just seems really consistent. The ball
the lanes
nice.
Behave.
Yeah. And they're faster because it was as soon as the ball goes past the rake, it just drops and it's just moving quicker.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of things I don't know about that system. He knows more about it, but it doesn't seem as much as our system.
Well, they're not mechanical machines built in 1957.
Well, the machines are nicer, but the computer parts worse.
Yes,
say that.
Right,
100%.
It's if that shits the bed, you just it's like a replace the whole machine essentially, right? Yeah, replug in your laptop.
yeah, it's cool. I mean, we're gonna try to get some Bayside or some BOPO events over there this summer, some random tournaments because it's nice to get that mix. I mean, it has been also nice to have it be distinct, and I think people appreciate it. You don't get league rate over there because you're not in a league over there, and if I did it's only 10 lanes and it's hard to do, but we do have happy hour until 5, but we're gonna
happy hour works.
We're gonna get some BOPO things over there this summer, so
good. Very good. Hungus, you had a big weekend in bowling in your family. There was a state tournament yesterday. I forgot about this. How did young West do?
He did great. It was second tournament. His first one was it wasn't by age. He did pretty well.
Yeah.
But it was his first. And this time, we went to Skowhegan, which I'd never been to. He had never bowled there. And he got 8 minutes of practice. He threw his first practice shot with a strike ball, and it was in the right gutter by 10 feet before the pins. And then he like got his plastic ball, and it was in the right gutter about 5 feet before the pins. And he just looked at me, and he's like, "Oh," I talked to him for a minute. I was like, "All right, come here. This is different. It's drier, and it's like a short pattern, and these lanes are." And so it was very cool to watch him. He's like, and he went back, and like next couple practice shots, he was getting 3 or 4 pins, and then by the time the games were starting, you know, he had like 5 spares in his first 6 frames. It was
nice.
It was, he made the adjustment. You know, it was stuff I can't do. You know, it's fun to watch. You know,
at age 9, is he going to become a pro bowler?
He brought that up in the car the other night. He asked how old do you have to be, and I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, he could do it. Like 18, or you go to college, and that's like, there's no money in it. You understand that? I was like, if I'm doing well and like I can afford to do this for you, and you want to do it, you do have a bowling alley, and you started young, so I mean, it's not out of the question. But and then he said his fallback plan was to play in the NBA. So I was like, well, you should probably focus on bowling.
That's awesome. So was it a successful tournament then?
It was great. It was great. I mean, he was really mostly like, they had a big arcade there, and he just wanted to play.
He had a big arcade. There you go.
And he was just like, by the middle of game two, he was checked out, wanted to go play, and like he was also ahead by so much. And then Arturo went down and talked to him a few times because I was just gonna let. And he's like, got him back lined up because he was just getting goofy at the end. But then,
so he won. Did he win?
He won by I mean, it was in. It was not a lot of kids. It was the U8 division.
Yeah.
But the nice little bonus I mentioned is he also definitely would have won the U10 division, which was kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
But we're gonna go to some tournaments coming up that are. Bolero's got all these big money tournaments for 9-year-olds.
Yep.
one year only, so 9 and under. So we're coming.
We're coming. Oh, I like it. I like it.
And like, I think it's gonna be good. He averaged like
the RV.
He did a three game series over in Chichen Itza where he was like a 170 average. Like, what?
I can't fuck that kid. 170. Jesus.
So we'll see what happens.
Quem tem dinheiro no mundo, quanto mais tem, quer ganhar. E a gente que não tem nada, fica...
For an image to post to do it. Anyway, it's the bull from Ipanema. So, we have a bossa nova band all night. The theme is basically 60s Brazil tropicalia. 60s Brazil.
From Ipanema.
Maybe about the girl from Ipanema.
Girl from Ipanema. 60s Brazil tropicalia. Like 60s mod works for dudes. It's some pretty cool.
You saw my blazer.
Any sort of Sergio Mendes stuff. Any sort of Astrud Gilberto stuff. This is going to be incredible music.
This guy's dropping like crazy weird esoteric references.
It's just
going to
be bossa nova music all night. It's going to feel great in there. I think, you know, Meredith will have
Do you think we're going to like just ballroom dance?
60s.
Ballroom dance?
If you know how, you probably
like. Well, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
I think most people will just sort of drunkenly sway around. Arturo might have some real moves.
Well, you know that. I've been to Latin night.
Yeah.
I've been to Latin. Latin nights
are
fun,
dude. That's a real night.
They are very fun. You get some new folks in here, and they are way better dancers. That's a good one. All right, so the bowl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
Okay. You heard it here first. Yeah, on Rooftop Sessions,
sponsored
by Kind and Co. Kind of.
When you dropped the Pele hint on Facebook, I was like, this has to be Brazilian themed. There's no other way.
Still 60s, man.
60s explains it further. Yep. That is, yeah.
I like it. Do you know what you're going to wear yet?
No, because I'm really like vacillating between formal and casual.
Oh, I'm going formal.
Yeah. I have like really things I really want to wear in either category, so it's a hard call, but either way it's gonna be great. I'm excited.
Nice. I'm excited too, as always, because I'm a great spectator at the bowling ball, because I know I won't be there bowling. So which brings us to the big topic of the day. I'd like to know who you guys think is going to be bowling on that final fateful day, April 13th. So I'd like to, we're gonna start an A division. All right, you guys can each give me three teams, and you're pretty sure one of them is going to win the title. All right? And don't be afraid to take a reach. Don't be afraid. A
little reach around.
Huh?
What?
Be afraid of that.
Yeah. I will tell you, we will not be winning the league. All right. So there's a tip.
Is guac on your list?
Guac is not on my list, actually.
Ooh. Don't sleep.
Oh, I'm sleeping on that.
I have an obvious.
I'm familiar with their work.
I'll go three. I'm going to start with my obvious.
All right.
Thinking one every year.
Saucy Posse.
Saucy Posse. I'm going to put them in there. And then I'm going to go with obligatory, which is beer, because the two times we've had Scotty, Too Hottie, and Urban Legend, we've crushed and we beat good teams when they're there.
You're a good role player for that team.
And then my reach team, I am. I've become a role player and I like it.
It's...
I'm also like the league's best fucking cheerleader. When I'm in game three, like, 2 feet behind you as you release the ball and then almost tripping you by like celebrating, that's something else. Nobody else is doing that.
That's right.
And then,
well, because Rick Vaughn's not in the league anymore.
He was further back. He stood further back. That was the big difference.
Yeah, true.
But then my like wild card long shot team is actually Legion of Boom, because Keyboard Elf is actually like a totally
nasty
tournament bowler.
Yeah.
C-SPAN's solid, and then the rest of their people are just gutty straight ballers who, and Boomerang's turned a straight ball into like a real throw. And
he was nasty against us. Yeah. No, they trust me. They
so they can get through anything if it's on a late conditions and they're still rolling. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think they're my,
they're your wild
they're
card.
They're my wild card.
I like it. I like it. I like it. All right. Sticky.
Us.
Whoa, we're an A, dude.
All right.
We're in the big leagues, remember? Bad. All right.
You want it from all, okay.
Three teams.
If you don't know.
Beer.
Yeah, that's a reach.
I'm in the room.
That's a reach. Yeah.
That's my reach.
I used to do you that, asked, too. Early in my podcast career, I was very deferential as well.
I even got to be obligatory.
Yeah. Well, while you're hunting.
Yeah.
I can give you three.
Go for it.
Saucy Posse, duh.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. Oddballs is... They're good. They're, like... They can always get two of the three or four guys to go crazy. So, I can't discount them. But the reach, or the wild card, is Sweep the Rack.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. This just in. They're good. I don't know if you... Do you guys know that team very well?
No.
Yeah. Hey, Linus. Linus is a beast. I mean, Niner put the team together. It's like Niner, Nugget, Pale, Linus.
Oh, yeah, Linus is...
Okay.
Yeah.
Linus is an animal. They're just like... I mean,
They seem super good, actually. Club. Yeah. And they have the young guy whose name's escaping me. New bowler from Lewiston.
Oh, Prime Alive. Yeah.
Prime Alive.
I don't think he's from Lewiston, though. But he's...
Well, where is he from?
I thought he was from New Hampshire. But that dude... This dude can roll.
Wait, this dude's coming up from New Hampshire to roll Bull Portland?
I think so.
On
a
Thursday
team? Maybe he was a New Hampshire moved. Like,
Tuesday team, sorry.
No, he's really good.
Prime Alive has the 10th best average.
Yeah.
Well, 9th, because Moses, you got to get out of the list. Tango.
What?
Tango has the highest average on Thursday.
That's awesome.
Seven games, so I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah,
you know, that's more than a taxi squad. 189 average.
That's killer.
Two 200s and a 232 high game, and a new baby to boot.
So, strong legs.
Shout out to Tango.
Shout out to Tango.
Yeah. So yeah. So Sweep the Rack is my.
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah. You can make it. I mean, you can make a case for all the teams. I mean, I maybe it'll help them, but I don't think that. I don't think Niner expects to win.
It does help.
I think
believe
he's
me.
This guy just won a draft league title. He didn't expect
it. It does help.
Yeah.
We were in the finals last year. Didn't see that coming.
How'd the finals go?
We lost, but.
Did you lose handily, or did you?
No. Down to the third game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Who tanked in the third game to cost your title?
Probably me.
You?
Yeah, probably me.
Yeah.
Against Stranger Pins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sticky, what about your A teams?
My A teams?
Yeah.
Well, I had my beer.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we.
You heard.
Yeah.
I mean, just name the things in front of you.
There's not many, yeah. I mean, there's Thursday A sucks, but there's not a chance. Look at that. Yeah, that's not even. Don't even try. Sorry, Gawk. Sorry, Gawk.
Well, I guess you took my joke from me, but that's fine.
There's not much going on there.
No, there's a lot going on there. It's just not always great bowling.
Yeah, I'm just looking at high games.
Mm.
That's a tough look. Thursday's out. Saucy Posse and Oddballs would be mad.
Yeah.
That's like Oddballs.
I get
their
it.
High
games
821 compared to
821.
821. The team average is 715. That's
legit.
It's pretty good.
Is that good?
Yeah. That's all right.
Okay. Let's see what TDYB's high of the year is. 678. Damn. They're averaging 40 pins, 40, 50.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than a few of the teams around you, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Bass.
Well, I guess in the key of sticky, nobody on Thursday.
In the key of sticky.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear Oddballs and Saucy are going to be...
contenders.
Are going to be probably headbutt at some point, I would imagine.
So we need them to get on the same side of the bracket so they're a semi.
Yeah.
Late on Thursday.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
What's your average?
Well, the round of 16 for A is all late.
Oh.
The round of 16 for B is all early.
Oh, yeah. So you guys like will just that. Push that oil. Push that oil. Push it down. Push it down. Way down. All right. Yeah,
so that'll be cool.
Oh, fuck it all.
Like, that's the dream, is just like absolute chaos.
Yeah.
Oddballs lost to Stranger Pins. I mean, and Saucy Posse lost to beer. Anybody, I mean, the top teams can lose to the bottom teams. So this is going to be wide open. So I think there's no wrong guess here, except, you know, well, a couple, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I do see Sons of Danarchy on this roster.
They won too many already this year.
Yeah, well, that's good for them. Good for them. That'll be interesting. I expect it, the cream will rise to the top eventually. I'm not sure when. All right, what about B? All right. Think about Hungus. You're a student of this league.
I am.
What three B teams do you think? Where do you think the Titleist is coming out of?
I'm gonna go four.
All right, go four. We'll allow it.
But it's really not.
Yes, we know you're married to Team of the Year.
Top two on each squad are right now. I mean, yeah. Toadie and Ongi, I think, are both.
Yep.
Great, and then I think Young and the Bold too, and Les Bullions. But if I had to pick a Thursday, I'd pick Young and the Bold too over Les Bullions for the playoffs.
Wow! All right.
I think they're due. They've been like the dominant team in B for a couple of seasons without, or maybe that means they're just not good in the playoffs. Then I should just focus on Ongi.
Maybe you should learn from history.
Toadie.
Or you're doomed to repeat it again. Yeah. All right. So, as an outsider looking in on this one.
Yeah.
Ongi, for sure. Mm-hmm. But Ongi, we need a name change. So,
they do need a name change. Once he comes on the show.
VW and Pinchy Fried Rice, work on that. Okay, so they are for sure one of them. I struggle with my second, maybe my third, but the one that you did not say from Thursday?
Yeah.
Lion's Den, dude. Lion's Den is knocking on the door. They're going to make a run. This is Lion's Den would be the one to look out for.
And they did just beat those boys.
And I do think the other one is Young and the Bull too. So I could see it. Yeah. We finally get a fucking another Thursday champion. We got to get some Thursday champs going. Mm. We're not great at titles on Thursday. Yeah, we have two A's, LOS and LOS. You should have seen the look of confusion on Hungus's face when I said we have two. And but when I think about B, I would have to say. Oh, shit. Who was the original B champion? Chupacabra was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Roll Another.
They don't exist anymore.
All right. Well, we still do have the first one.
Yeah.
They were Thursday. But I don't think we have any others on B.
I couldn't. Yeah.
Shit. All right.
Oops. Yeah, there's like a lot of Bull Trolls and Strikes on Tap.
Yeah, exactly.
Stranger Pin.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, all right, this is the year. Thursday's getting a title. Maybe. What do you got for B?
Team of the year. Ongi. Us. Have I seen anyone? Thursday?
You gotta put yourself over.
Thursday night.
You gotta put yourself over. Not even anyone.
Fuck Thursday. No, no, sorry.
Hulk Hogan over here.
Yeah.
Me. I like it. You got us.
Duh.
Mac and roll. Yeah. We'll be back.
What's your record this year? How many have you won, plus or minus? Two or three?
There's no way it's more than three. Okay. There's no way it's more than three. I'd say we're probably 3-5.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
I think we probably have to win two of our remaining to get into the top eight if it's 16 for playoffs.
You know what that means is that Sticky has as many wins as the rest of us combined.
Yeah.
But everybody makes
like
the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're playing teams. So I keep saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody
bottom edge are good. That's all.
I'm on the board. I mean, we're on the board every year.
Yeah, you got TMX coming
so
up.
So it's fine. Yeah, we have
showdown.
We have average bros coming up, and you know what? They've been up and down a little bit. So we need a down week from average bros.
Hook up, bro. It'll be a semis match. So for B, the round of 16 is early, and for everybody, the quarterfinals is early, and then for everybody, the semifinals is late.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I like it. I like it. So we did it. We made another podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back.
Just call that.
There it is.
It's a start. Remember, good music to start and end.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
All right.
I won't fuck it up.
All right. I'm curious where he's going to go. Do you think he's going to do any hip hop? Do you think he's going to go like yacht rock? What do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to, if I say it, I might influence it.
You so most definitely will. So say good music.
Don't
say good music. Okay. All right. Well, hey, cheers. Let's raise them up.
Cheers.
We did it. Cheers.
Shout out to Nugget.
Yeah. Roll Bork.
Bork.
Oh, look at that. Double Bork to close it.
Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bull Portland. Maybe, just maybe, we'll get a couple more episodes this season.